Hi, this is Jake, and you're listening to the Flight Training Podcast.
Hey guys, this week we're continuing to talk about worship and specifically preparing for worship. So I want to talk through four different things you can do to prepare yourself for the next time you're here at church, the next time you're in a spot where you think, okay, I'm gathering together with a group of people to worship. And, you know, as we've already talked about, worship doesn't necessarily have to be involving music or something like that, but it's about this experience with God. It's when your spirit touches His spirit. It's when you see God or interact with God. And music is one of the tools we use. It's one of the bridges we use to have that experience, but it's about that connection. It's about worshiping God in spirit and in truth. So how do you prepare for something like that? Because it's really, it can have a huge impact. You know, you're probably used to coming to Maywood Sunday mornings and singing, and I bet if you do these four things before the next time you come to Maywood and sing, I bet you'll have a totally different worship experience this next time than you had in the past. And so first thing, a lot of these ideas are coming from Celebration of Disciplines chapter on worship. It's a book by Richard Foster. And so the first few ideas are going to come from him. The first one is to listen to God throughout the week. And he brings up this monk named Brother Lawrence, who has all these great quotes. I've read a little bit more about him too, about how he could connect with God and hear from God and listen to God just as much when he was washing dishes in the kitchen as when he was saying prayers or doing a worship service as a monk. So it's this idea of throughout the day, even as you work, you can listen to God. And we've talked about this at other times, but here's a quote from Foster specifically about worship. He says, "Live throughout the week as an heir of the kingdom, listening for God's voice, obeying His word. Since you have heard His voice throughout the week, you know that you will hear His voice as you gather for public worship." So, awesome quote there, this idea, if you live your whole life, or the whole week, let's say specifically, with that confidence that comes from saying, I'm going to, in faith, believe what Jesus has said about me. Jesus has said, I'm now a child of God because of what He's done and because I've accepted Him. And so as an heir of His kingdom, I'm listening and I'm expecting God to speak to me throughout the week. So as you go through the week, you're listening throughout the week for Him. And I bet as you listen all week long, you'll start to hear Him. And if you've heard Him while you're doing, you know, your day job, or if you've heard Him while you're stuck in the middle of traffic, or if you've heard Him while you're washing dishes, then when you show up at church on Sunday and there's a worship team and people are all worshiping Jesus together, of course you're going to experience Him in that moment. So it puts this kind of expectation on you. All week long I've been listening, and now is a prime time to hear Him. So it sets you up to hear Him better if you've been listening all week long. Second thing you want to do as you're preparing for worship, get to wherever you're going to be worshiping at early. And there's going to be a couple of things actually you're going to do before the worship time officially starts. So if you're here at Maywood, you know, get to the sanctuary. It's always open on Sundays. And so get there 15, 20 minutes early. Sit somewhere where people aren't going to come and chat with you, if possible. Maybe sit up in a balcony or something. And first stage of this preparation is to pray for the pastors, pray for the worship leaders, worship team. You know, worship team in particular is normally up there practicing, preparing. Pay attention to each of them and pray for them. Pray that God could flow through them to the rest of the congregation. Maybe even envision or use your imagination of God's Spirit descending on them and using them. Same thing for the pastor. I would love for more people to be praying for me before service, because we need every single person that leads anything during that service needs the Holy Spirit's help to lead well. We can't do it on our own. Also, if you're sitting in that sanctuary or sitting in that place where you're going to worship, whether it's at Maywood or somewhere else, you see people walk in, pay attention. And maybe the Holy Spirit's going to urge you to, hey, pray for that person. Or you see someone with really slumped shoulders and you start praying like, God, it seems like that person's really weighed down. Or you see someone with very haggard or distracted and you think, oh, man. Or you see, you might, who knows what you notice as you watch people and as you're open. God, what do you want me to pray? And maybe you pick one or two people out and you say, God, really, take off whatever's holding them back and help them to really experience you today. Help them to really have an encounter with you today. final thing I want to add to what Foster talks about in his book is, it comes right out of Revelation 3:20. It's very simple, you know, I said even inviting Jesus into the room. But Revelation 3:20, it's oftentimes quoted to try to help people accept Jesus for the first time, but it's actually written to a church of people who'd already accepted Jesus. But Jesus gives them this analogy. He says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me." So this awesome invitation to relationship, but Jesus puts the ball in our court a little bit. He says, "I've shown up, but you got to listen and you got to open the door for me." And so spend some time praying and say, "Jesus, I've been trying to listen to you all week, and right now I'm opening up as much as I can. I want to open the door of my heart to experience you this morning, or experience you this evening, or whenever you're worshiping." And so just very simple, you're inviting Jesus to have an encounter with you. And so none of these things are rocket science. You know, this idea of listening to God throughout the week prepares you to hear from him during worship, prepares you to experience him during worship. Praying for the worship team and the pastors, praying for the people around you, having some time of meditation and just saying, like, "Jesus, I'm opening up to you. Please, I'm inviting you to come." None of those things are rocket science. And yet, if you would spend this next week trying to be open and listening to Jesus, even as you work, even as you play, even as you whatever, and then if you would show up to the next worship service you're going to be at, might be Sunday, show up and be there 15 minutes early in that worship room, doing this prayer stuff, praying over the team that's going to lead, praying over the people in the room, and just opening the whole place up to Jesus and say, "Come into this place." These are very simple ideas, and yet if you do them this week, I bet you'll have an incredible worship experience this week. So preparation is a lot of what happens, or has a huge impact on the experience we have with God. So prepare for worship this week.